ABC Radio Australia.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has highlighted what he says is China's increasingly problematic behavior in the Pacific region, while warning nations not to accept investments that compromise their independence. The senior diplomat made the comments in Tonga yesterday, where he opened a new U.S. embassy in the capital, Nuku'alofa. The trip comes after U.S. President Joe Biden hosted the first-ever summit in Washington with Pacific leaders last September, and it's the secretary's third official visit to the region. But Secretary Blinken was asked if he thought the United States was late to the game in the Pacific.
We have no objection to the investments by or engagements by any other country, including China. On the contrary, if it's done in a productive way, if it really is responsive to the needs of people, if it helps generate a race to the top with others wanting to help out, that's a good thing. I think the concerns that we've had really go to a few things that I think we've seen across the board in some of the investments and the imperative of making sure that they're done transparently, according to the rule of law, with sustainable financing. Alluded to the debt situation of some countries, and with respect for the autonomy of aid recipients, so that there aren't political strings attached to any investments that that are being made. And again, what I think one of the things that we've seen is that as China's engagement in the region has grown, there has been some, from our perspective, increasingly problematic behavior, including at the same time the assertion of unlawful maritime claims, something that I've raised extensively when I was in China, the militarization of disputed features, for example, in the South China Seas, some predatory economic activities, and also investments that are done in a way that can actually undermine good governance and promote corruption. So it's not the fact of, it's the nature of that we think is important to focus on, but countries make their sovereign decisions about with whom they want to do business or seek investment or assistance. We respect those sovereign decisions. But again, we're concerned about some of the implications in the way that some of this investment is done.